Making a difference in our community, this is Mitch Reinhart. Mitch, thanks for being a woman of influence. To start off with, how did you end up in your particular role?
So years and years ago, 2006, I was just looking to do something a little different, and I researched many, many, many different franchises, and what really set this one apart from where it was a family-owned business in Canada. And so we set out to do this, paid the franchise fees, and off I went, rolled up my sleeves, and went to work.
What were some of the biggest challenges you faced early on?
Well, there was many. So there were so many challenges, not just financially, remortgaging my house and whatnot. I had a 4 and a 5 year old at home, and working the hours I did was very challenging. But the other challenges were that we were a franchise in a small town, and just trying to get the word out that even though we were a name brand franchise, we were locally owned and operated.
You touched on being a franchise that's locally owned and operated. What kind of support comes from being a franchise in a small community?
What's more about Domino's Canada is that they give back as well. So the fundraisers we have done in the past, no matter what they are, Domino's always kicks back. And they'll, you know, they've matched $10,000 one time. They match $15,000 another time. And that goes all to these local families that we did the fundraisers for. But, you know, they are actually a partner in this as well. They are not just, you know, I pay my royalties and I never see them again. It's nothing like that. They are very big supporters of us as franchisees, which is phenomenal. I mean, everybody wins. They win, we win, and our community wins.
When COVID first hit, Domino's was ready to support our frontline workers. Can you tell us a little bit about the initiative in Renfrew?
Personally, for me, I saw my staff going to work every day and putting their brave face on. And I just thought, how courageous are those nurses, doctors, PSWs, home care workers, support workers, janitorial, office people, all of those people that are going to work every single day. And the fear of the unknown. We didn't know what was to happen and what was going to happen when COVID hit. You know, just kind of put our heads together and says, we have the capacity and capability of feeding all of these people. We just can't do it all at once. Nor did we want to. We wanted to provide something hot, fresh to either the individual, to that staff member, or to their family. So we talked to our local printer, and we designed some cards up, and we just said, let's just go and feed everybody that's employed by the Renfrew Victoria Hospital, the Bonesher Manor, Grove Park. We just fed everybody, and it took a few weeks to get through everybody, hospice and whatnot, but we did it. We got through everyone.
And lastly, what kind of advice would you give a young woman going into entrepreneurship?
Well, there's a lot of words of advice I would give them, but I would start off with, don't let your obstacles stop you. There's going to be so many, so stay focused. The other thing I would tell them is, don't get discouraged. It's easy to get discouraged when times are tough, but you've got to have to push harder to push through those times. Follow your dreams. That's it. That's easy. Just follow your dreams. Work hard. Always thank your staff and your customers and your community. And the last thing I'll say is, the sky's the limit. Don't stop just at one location like you could have, or I could have. I now have 13, so the sky's the limit. That's my advice for any young girl starting out in my industry.
Listen to all our Women of Influence at renfrewtoday.ca.